A few weeks ago, Pulse reporter Zach Seward explored the strange world of medical billing.
$500 for a acetaminophen tablet.
What makes that $3,000 MRI so much better than the $300 MRI?
Well, sir, you're going to have the procedure, and then we'll tell you how much it can cost.
Oh, the delivery room was $6,294.
You see, I need to know this information so that I can decide whether to have the procedure or not.
We caught up with a few groups trying to demystify hospital bills, but we missed one. A 14-year-old girl from Haverford who was recently published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine.
It's a big deal now, but not then. I wasn't really thinking about it.
That's Jill Bernstein. She called 20 hospitals in the Philadelphia area and asked for some prices. One for parking, the other for a simple electrocardiogram.
I thought that it was just going to be straightforward and they would give me the price. And it was much more of, oh, let me check, keeping you on the line, but still after like maybe 10 minutes of on the phone, they weren't able to give you a price.
While 19 of 20 could quote parking rates, only 3 could say how much an EKG cost.
And how different they were in price. I think that was probably the most shocking out of the research project.
Bernstein writes that she wanted to see if hospital billing was as murky as she had heard it was. She concludes in her article that patients will have a hard time managing their healthcare costs if providers won't make pricing more clear.